What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Gilmore Girls and Teaspoons. This is episode 7. I'm Jackson. I'm joined by my wife, Madeline.
Hey.
And our friend, Danny. She was taking a drink, so I slowed it down so she had time to finish taking the drink. But she, I think the liquid is stuck in her mouth. So we'll just, a moment of silence.
Hi.
All right. Wow. What are you drinking?
Dr. Pepper.
Nice.
Dr. Pepper. Oh, no.
I know. We're rusty. It's been a week since we've recorded, so we're still trying to get back into the swing of things. Madeline, what are you drinking tonight?
Lemonade.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty good. What are you drinking tonight, Jackson?
Just some straight water at the moment. Some nice tap water. Which is really interesting if you think about how water is pumped.
Nope.
Okay. Well, next. Shoot.
That's all I had.
Jackson, how's your week been?
My week has been pretty good. I'm interviewing for a corporate job. Pretty stoked about that.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm in the process.
NSYNC cleared your throats.
When you get married, that's how it works.
Can't wait.
I'm taking night classes, and since last week was daylight savings time, it's been crazy trying to get myself to leave the house when it is pitch black outside already. I have a drive to class, but that's okay. I'm making it work. I haven't missed class yet.
Can we go back to your corporate interviews?
Sure.
Okay. I want to hear your answer to this question. Typical interview question.
All right, let's interview them.
What are your greatest weaknesses?
Probably that I work too hard. I care too much. I tend to put whatever you need me to do above anything else.
Okay, no, but what did you actually say?
I wasn't asked that.
Okay, but if you were?
Should I be funny?
No, I want to know your real answer.
Well, we prepared an answer together.
Then use that one.
I find it hard to give negative feedback to people.
Is that the end of your...
I don't want to do this. I hate this. I hate interviewing.
Corporate job.
If you're listening.
Don't listen. Next.
Do you have any strengths?
I have no... Oh, I have a few. Bicep curls, 20. Bench press, 60. Pretty weak.
I don't know how you put up with him.
Pull-ups, 10. What, do you guys have weaknesses?
No.
You know what my weakness is? Blue-eyed white men. Whew.
Am I right, ladies? Like yourself?
Are you talking about Dean?
Is he?
Oh, you.
He's brown-eyed.
I have no idea.
Is he brown-eyed?
I was just trying to figure out what you're referencing. Or if it was just actual weakness.
You know, I was actually referencing a podcast that you guys don't listen to, so it wouldn't really make much sense here.
Is it about soup?
No, this is not one of mine.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, speaking of bad answers, awkward conversations, and just general non-charisma, we get a lot of Dean in this episode.
How do we feel about Dean in this group?
Boo.
I thought I remembered liking him, but this whole episode, literally, like, he didn't have a line where I was like, oh, that was good. Like,
he had one move that was kind of like, that was just baseline nice.
When he gave her the pillow?
Yeah. But everything else.
I like, is it bad acting or is he supposed to be unlikable?
I think we're supposed to love him, but he's just horrible.
Who says we're supposed to love him?
A lot of people love him.
I think I like them later on together.
You know, I think.
And then I don't.
Shout out to my friend Matt. I think he was a dean.
No.
A deaner. I think he was.
A
deaner.
I hate Dean the entire time.
I definitely hate him in this episode.
Well, hey guys, I think we're spoiling this.
But yeah, let's get into it.
Let's jump into it. Let's see how this plays out.
Okay.
My segue wasn't good enough.
Just like a segue, let's roll on into this episode.
Oh, okay.
Yeah?
Go ahead.
That's a funny comment you made, Jackson.
Funny comment, just like...
I was quoting Bob's Burgers.
Oh.
Did you say Jackson?
Whoa.
Paraphrasing.
All right. You have anything else, Danny? Or do you want to jump into it?
I don't care.
Well, if you have something, then say it.
I have nothing.
So we open the scene. It is definitely autumn time in Stars Hollow because the autumn festival is being prepared. There are scarecrows everywhere. We got some pumpkins.
My first note. Oh, my. My first note. Wow.
Hey, Madeline.
We're laughing together. My first note is that there are so many pumpkins.
Yeah.
Like, literally, they probably had to outsource.
Is that what your panic was about?
Yes, there are so... He said there were some pumpkins, and no, there are literally so many pumpkins in every shot. It's like...
There's a lot of pumpkins here. Ridiculous. They probably grow them in Connecticut.
There's so many pumpkins. Yeah. Everywhere. The whole sidewalk is just pumpkins.
Maybe it's like you can... We could just go up and grab one. Maybe it's like a
town-wide
pumpkin patch.
I think this Taylor guy might freak out if you touch him.
This pumpkin... No, this town this has pumpkin. More pumpkins more than town. Any pumpkin patch I've ever been to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is probably why they outsourced all the pumpkins for the next 20 years for this episode.
Do you think they have features contracts for them?
They have what?
Can you make it where both screens show the same thing? I want to see what you're looking at.
Oh, yeah.
Momentary lapse of time. Bear with us.
Yeah, I think I can do that. Oh, yeah, there we go. Nice. All right. So this first scene, as they're walking through the hordes, the...
plethora?
Plethora of pumpkins strewn about the city.
Strewn.
They're talking about laundry. Lorelai's out of clean underwear, which... is a problem.
I feel like Rory should learn not to ask questions she does not want to know the answer to.
True. What was the question?
If you're out of underwear, what are you wearing?
Under your skirt, yeah. So that, yeah.
She was horrified by the answer.
Yeah.
Which was no underwear. Yeah. Commando. Birthday suit.
Free balling. If
naked.
If it's a gut balls.
Bear. Peach.
Naked under your clothes.
Oh, that was fun.
Do you guys know how many pairs of underwear you have?
Ooh, I'd general say idea. Probably in between 25 and 30.
Yeah. Is that a lot?
I don't know.
I have 10.
I mean, I only wear 10 on a regular basis. And then you have some for your period. And then you have some that you just have,
shout
but
out to
you
our
don't
lady
ever wear.
Listeners.
Okay.
But then I feel like I have 10 that I actually wear.
Interesting. Okay.
What about you, Danny?
Well, I don't know. Because the other day my mom asked me if I was missing a pair of underwear. And I was like, I don't know. I don't know what underwear I have. So I was wondering if that's a normal thing. Because
I mean, I definitely
I was like, I have more underwear than you. You don't have less. I'm like, do people actually know how much they have?
I know that where it fits in my drawer.
Yeah.
Mine's just thrown in my drawer. I have no idea how much I have.
Well, that's going to be your homework for the week. Go count and report back.
But yes, my mother was correct. I was. Apparently, the dog stole it when I was watching them.
The dog?
TMI. Yeah.
That's funny. We pop into Luke's diner, and we meet this character for the first time. His name's Taylor, yep. Right?
Is this the first time?
The mayor, yeah.
Yeah. He's the current mayor already? Or?
Oh, I don't know.
He definitely seemed to be up in everyone's business.
He's
city councilman or something?
No. What is the word?
I think he's the mayor, because then doesn't he go for re-election later?
Not mayor. It's a different word that they do.
Chancellor. Prime minister.
Governor.
No. Governor?
He's the prime minister.
The dictator. Ambassador.
No.
Should we just keep naming or?
No, not again.
You're hurting my brain.
So he's hounding Luke to set up some fall decorations in the diner. And Luke's like, no. And that's going to be a theme throughout this episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Luke's kind of unlikable again.
I did like that he was following Luke, but he stopped at that counter. He did not step past that counter. Mm-hmm. So this goes to show.
Taylor Dozy.
Town selectmen, that's it.
Town selectmen.
Yeah. I don't know what word I was trying to write, but I was trying to make a note that I really loved just how sassy everyone was, this opening part. But whatever word I was trying to write starts with an O.
And
I
outrageous.
No.
I feel like for someone who doesn't want to be all decorated for autumn, Luke's aesthetic is very autumn. Yeah. Like, he's literally just like a lumberjack in the next scene, and he just already is like.
Maybe he doesn't want to because he is it. And so he's like, yeah. Everyone's copying him.
Or he's like the authentic, and everyone else is like over the top autumn. Lorelai wants a muffin, even though there's a jar, or not a jar, but a big tray of muffins. But she ends up grabbing one herself, so. Mm-hmm.
And then Luke had the audacity to ask for a tip.
Yeah. What? No tip?
Here's a tip. Serve your customers.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah. See, they go back and forth.
Yeah. It's like flirting.
Yeah.
Rory walks into the market.
I like that Taylor does. He's trying to get Dean to make this look like the Mayflower or something in its cans.
Like a boat.
It doesn't look, well, a little bit.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
It does not.
Yeah. So he's over.
It's like in big stores, like when they turn the boxes of soda into things. Yeah, he's trying to do cans in this little tiny area.
This was a time cut, right? Because Rory walks out of the diner and then straight into here, and Taylor is already here. That's probably just like that. Okay. Yeah, yeah. I was about to say, he booked it over there. Okay, gotcha.
run.
So Rory goes to the market, runs into Dean.
It's a very not important note, but like the first scene, you can see like Peanuts by them. And I just, I wrote that Mr. Peanut was designed by a child.
Is that true?
Yeah.
This here?
Learned that on Office Ladies. Yeah.
With the hat and the monocle?
Someone else added the hat and monocle, but he designed the peanut. And then he won $5 from it.
That's it?
The guy who's like owned the company just loved him, and so he paid for him and all of his siblings to go to college.
Wow.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's pretty fun wholesome.
Fact. What about cornstarch?
Okay, so.
That's next week. Danny tossed her tofu in cornstarch.
I did, not corn syrup.
Right. So Rory and Dean start talking, and Dean offers her a pop, and
she's like, we call it free soda. Which is she saying that like anytime they call it, they say pop, but they're like free soda.
Yeah.
Because he didn't say, can I get you a free pop? He just said a pop. She's like, we call it a free soda.
I thought the same thing. I was confused. Is it?
You know? I just took it as her being like, this is free. Like, I'm not paying for this.
I wonder if he was supposed to say free pop.
Maybe.
Wow. I don't know. Because they're, from what I've heard, they are really strict about
the script.
Yeah. Like, you know, do you know the guy who plays the, like, he's a Professor Bell, when she's in college. You would recognize him, but he is like their coach on like the lines and stuff. It's like they bring someone in to make sure that they have every word memorized.
Mm-hmm. Well, then maybe they forgot to write the word free.
I feel like maybe it was her just like,
yeah,
being like, this is free. Like, you're giving it to me for free.
Yeah.
Like,
she was incepting the idea into his head that it's free. Inception.
Yeah, I don't think you can incept something.
What is it called? Maybe it's not incept, but they have a word where they plant the idea.
Inception.
Sorry about my keyboard.
Loud thinking again. I have a couple things we're going to need to look up, just so you know.
Anyways. So he grabs a couple sodas.
Hey, Genji Cohan.
And he's like,
run!
And he's like, he pulls him behind his back and he's like, which one? Guess which one? Or whatever. They kiss. That's what I'm getting at here.
Boom.
And she says, thank you. And runs away.
Yeah.
Run.
So.
Runs all the way across the square.
This is interesting looking at it from the guy's perspective right here. Because she didn't seem like she enjoyed it.
Right. But I feel like he's been around Rory enough by now that like that's probably how he would expect her to react.
Mm.
Considering.
Yeah. So he probably wasn't tripping.
I don't think so. I think he realized that she's just an awkward lass.
I'm realizing like how slow they're taking this relationship because it's been over a month since her birthday. And this is now happening.
Since her birthday?
Yeah, because her birthday is October 8th. And then this is Thanksgiving, like November.
It's Thanksgiving?
They're getting ready for it.
They're doing the pilgrim stuff.
There would at least have to be after Halloween.
Do we not have Halloween?
Mm-mm. There's never a Halloween episode, I don't think.
Oh. Oh, I just assumed this was like a week or two later.
No, this is like right before Thanksgiving.
Oh.
That is pretty slow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so she books it out of there into the antique store / the Kim house. And Lane's mom, Mrs. Kim, hears Rory talking about it.
Yeah, Rory runs in to tell Lane what happened, which I think is adorable. Like, as soon as it happens, she just runs straight literally there, to her best friend's house to tell her.
I like how the camera shot was just solid. One single shot. That was solid.
It was Alexis Bledel the whole way. She was going.
Heck yeah, Alexis.
And then Lane's so excited for her.
Yeah.
Thought was they were so adorable in this.
Yeah.
She's very excited.
Yep.
But Mrs. Kim overhears.
Yeah. And she said, "Who did you kiss?" And they said, "The Lord." So
Lord,
that's
Mama.
But Rory decides, she's like, "Oh, I can't tell Lorela. I can't tell my mama." And then she decides that she is going to. But once she gets home, Lorelai's in a really bad mood, so she doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Danny, what does the fridge sound like?
No, you were supposed to do it. Punk.
I don't remember. Is it E?
E!
Nice. Can I just say, they always say that they don't have any food at home, and like later she talks about they're out of food, and there's so much freaking food.
There's so much food.
Like, I guess most of that is condiments.
A lot of ready whip.
Also, look at all these cans that they were in, like these boxes.
Yeah, like
cans.
A lot of this shouldn't be in
are
the
those saltine
fridge.
Crackers they keep in the fridge?
Why is
those are Little Debbies. Are those
why is the orange juice called calcium?
Calcium. Oh, this is interesting.
We're looking at a scene of Lorelai surrounded by her food items.
Yeah, but
I'm surprised they have any vegetables at all.
Probably when Suki comes over.
Maybe. Honestly. But was the only purpose of the fridge situation was just to make her in a bad mood?
I think so.
Nothing else comes from it.
Maybe. Because I feel like they do incorporate like real life stuff into the show though pretty well. Like, it is random, but also it is a believable.
I feel like they should have at least made it to where we could hear the actual noise.
Yeah. And like, they put everything back in the fridge, but then later she said it was useless. So does it work? Does it just make a noise?
And they open it later.
Yeah.
Before.
Because they have
this
the cool
night.
Fridge scene.
Yeah, that camera shot.
Yeah. So like, why would she be like, you will be coming at this time? Like, if it's not actually broken, I don't like. It's fine if they wait a couple days. Like, they can go to someone who actually has a broken fridge first.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Rory does not tell her. But then, in the next scene, she pops on over to the antique store.
Lorelai does.
To pick up
pops over.
She travels to. To pick up a chair that she purchased 6 weeks ago.
That did, in fact, grow. While I was waiting.
It did. All right. I am taking Mrs. Kim's side here. That is a long time.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
It was like that we don't kiss where we buy our food.
Yeah, so she tells her that Rory kissed a boy.
Miss Kim tells Lorelai.
Yep.
And then Lorelai's just like, "No, there's no way. Wait, you said in the grocery store?"
Yeah. Well, this changes things.
Because she saw them sneaking at her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which that's a bad way to learn about it, because she was kind of going back and forth with Mrs. Kim. So it's kind of like, you know, learning about it.
And Mrs. Kim is so judgy.
Yeah, in a hostile environment.
Where we buy our food. I love that line.
Okay, next scene is Rory and Lane dressed up as
pilgrims.
Colonizers.
I wrote that. Lorelai really loves watching Rory through windows. Because again, she's vulnerable.
Yeah, but she looks evil during this when she's staring at her.
She's concerned.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure she's upset.
Who is this child?
Yeah. But yeah, she is just.
Because she just doesn't want Rory to make the same mistake she did.
No, I know. You're right. But that stare is scary.
Yeah, it's pretty intense.
But if it's a mistake, like. If it didn't happen, she wouldn't have Rory.
Yeah.
You know, you could have a grandchild soon. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you could also have a grandchild.
At the age of 32, can you imagine?
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
No, that's in 5 years.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Yeah, wow. I'm almost Lorelei. Heck yeah. Yeah, so she's watching Rory through the window, and...
Do you guys see the amount of pumpkins over there?
It's a lot of pumpkins.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, so I didn't say why they were dressed up. They're working the cornucopia can drive for food donations.
Cornucopia.
As pilgrims.
Pilgrim hookers.
Do you think it's different celebrating Thanksgiving, like up where the 13 colonies were and stuff?
Probably. Based off this.
I've never seen anyone here dressed up as a pilgrim.
Yeah, I don't know if it's more of like a TV show thing.
TV's real life.
Yeah. Come this on. This is a documentary about teen moms.
16 years later.
Where are they now?
Where are they now?
Miss Patty's in Luke's diner giving him a hard time about decorations. I mean, oh, okay. So Rory comes into the diner and...
Lorelai's trying to get her to tell her about the kiss and then she doesn't.
Yeah.
Thank you. My next note is just kissing in quotations and I have no idea what it was about.
Yeah, because Lorelai's going like...
Lorelai tells this plot from General Hospital
to
like roundabout get to the word kissing.
She's like, what do you think about them kissing?
I feel like that would actually like make Rory like realize because you know she's been thinking about it nonstop. She's just telling Lane about it. So I feel like that would just like make her react to
I was
the word
wondering,
kissing.
Do you think she knew and just didn't...
I don't. I don't.
Well,
think
they were also
knew.
Short of pilgrims, so she's had a very stressful day at the cornucopia.
Murder all those.
Doesn't even have time.
Native
to
Americans.
Work is getting to her.
Yeah.
Steal her land.
Genocide is really tiring.
Yeah. So she doesn't tell her, and she leaves, and Lorelai gets. No, she's like frowning. So
then
what she
goes
does?
And stalks a teenage boy.
Yeah, she goes to the market. As my co-host Madeline, my wife, said, she stalks a teenage boy. Which, Luke follows her?
Yeah, I have a note. Who's taking care of Luke's diner?
Right. I guess, does he have
we
staff?
He has staff, but we haven't seen any staff yet at this point.
Maybe there's no one there. And since you can see the diner from Dozie's, maybe he was just like...
Oh, that's true, it's not that far.
This is the outfit of his, though, that is like Cabela's magazine.
Yeah, the flannel front page. Rolled up. To the elbows with a puffy vest over it.
I made a note that you have a bunch of flannel buddies because Madeline's wearing flannel and then Lorelai wears flannel at some point in this episode and Luke's wearing flannel.
Mm-hmm.
Just flannel buddies.
It's fall.
A flannel buddy.
What are buddies, saying? They're buddies who wear flannel.
Yeah. Why are you not getting this?
Madeline's buddies with fictional characters?
Flannel buddies.
Flannel buddies. Oh, it's probably just because we've recorded 2 episodes in the last 2 weeks, so it's just kind of... so what do they talk about here? Is Luke like, why are you stalking him?
Mm-hmm. And she tells him everything that happened.
Yeah. Because Luke ran out of cream, that's why he went to the market.
I love that he's the voice of reason in this.
I ran out of cream.
He's like, hey, you're being crazy.
Yeah. Yep.
I really don't like that. Lorelai says that he wormed his way into Rory's mouth. That really bugged me. Yeah. Like there's been a lot of worm mention today.
Worms. Just, wormholes. That evening, we're back at the house, the Gilmore house. And Rory gets home. And what is Lorelai says? What does she say? How does she say it?
Kissed any good boys lately?
Yeah, that's what it is.
I love this fridge shot.
Yeah, I do too.
Man, look at that food in there.
And the even Tupperware. Or is that like a crayon box? Like a pencil box?
It's Tupperware.
They have olives and Italian dressing and 7-Up,
so
maybe?
Maybe it's because the fridge is broken. Let's look at this real quick.
Although the audience can't see this, so
I'm going to describe it. So the camera is inside the fridge looking out. Traditional open the fridge shot. We've got some Canada Dry right here.
Okay. Man knows his bubbles.
Filled up, unopened.
Like you have a bubble.
We have the seltzer water here, filled up, unopened. We have some Alfredo sauce, unopened. Ooh. This Italian thing has not been torn. This dressing is unopened. These olives are full.
Maybe Sophie has a plan.
Oh, yeah. Or all their food went bad and they had to replace it. Oh.
But the fridge isn't fixed yet.
Gotcha. Has it not been Monday yet?
No, because when Dean comes over, she says it's useless.
Unless they broke it again.
So maybe there's every day they're just refilling everything on a continual basis. Anyways, so yeah. Lorelai's like, kiss any good boys lately?
Yeah.
And Lorelai's trying to act like it doesn't bother her in order to prevent like a rebellion type thing.
She was flipping out.
Yeah, she was freaking out.
I wrote something down for you to look up, but now I have no idea how to look it up.
What is it?
Shaft.
I'm not Googling that.
I didn't think it through when I wrote it down.
It's in a line. I think Lorelai says she promises.
She references it.
She said, I promise I won't get the shaft or something.
That's a... No, like the short end of the stick.
There's something about like...
Like, yeah. Don't shaft me.
Yeah.
I don't
Sounds
know.
Dirty.
Don't Google it.
Don't shaft me.
I thought it was like, I promise I won't.
To be cruel or unkind.
I thought she had said, like, I promised I won't act like the shaft or I won't turn the shaft on you or something like that.
Yeah, I don't. I know. I remember hearing it, but I don't know how she says it.
Hmm. Not a good enough reason to use the word shaft, though.
You really need a good reason.
I
did not
think about it at all when I wrote it down. Then I just read it and I was like, oh, shaft.
Yeah, so they just kind of, Lorelai pretends to be okay with it, and Rory just goes along with it. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Next scene, we're getting ready for movie night.
Yes. Freaking diabetic-inducing movie night.
Yes.
Which is, it's so them.
Mm-hmm.
It's so, like, it hurts my teeth just thinking about.
Yeah.
Yep, they walk into the market, and they say, oh, I don't see him, maybe he's not here. They turn a corner. He's standing right by the front
door.
Maybe
he wasn't there, and then he got there. Like, he was on break and then came off break.
He got there really fast and just, like, was already in the, already bagging things.
But, yeah, so Dean is in there. But anyways, let's see what they grab. They get jelly beans, marshmallows, chocolate kisses, cookie dough, peanut butter, and Twizzlers. And Fun Dip.
Yeah.
I don't know if they ever got the Fun Dip, but she wanted it.
Oh, that's true.
At least it's for Willy Wonka. Like, it makes sense. It's, like, on...
Theme.
Yeah, something.
That's true.
Is that a bunch of just single Twinkies?
Yeah.
Wow.
This is like the snack area. Twinkies. We got some Bundt cakes over here.
I want a Twinkie.
So they buy the groceries. I felt like Dean was kind of rude even in this scene.
Yeah, I said Dean is so awkward or rude. Yeah. I don't know which one he's portraying. It's like he keeps like doing this smug glare or like
he hates Lorelai.
Yeah, like he's trying to better be cool. than other people. Yeah, yeah.
Cool teenage boy.
Yeah, because
he's not Rory charming in the slightest.
And says like, Dean, this is my mom.
He could have smiled.
Yeah, I'm with you on this. He doesn't say like nice to meet you or anything.
He like doesn't try to win anyone over.
Yeah, you too.
Like, he thinks that they should already just love him, and he doesn't even need to
Which,
try.
Yeah. I mean, it worked on my friend Matt.
This actress, the cashier, she's in an episode of Reba.
Oh, really?
And one line she says over and over again is, hey, everybody! And I think of it often.
Wait, what's she saying? Just,
hey, everybody! And it just pops
Please
in my head.
Please make a ringtone out of that.
One more time?
Hey, everybody!
That was spot on every time.
Yeah, it was good.
Thank you. Like, it just like, it pops in my head very randomly. Quite often.
Wow.
I love it.
So they leave the market and Lorelai's like, oh, I want some coffee.
Which she never gets.
Because she does something else with that time.
I just feel like she was like, I need coffee.
That's true.
Which I thought was a very Madeline thing. coffee.
I was thinking that the coffee closed in 10 minutes as well, but that's just the movie.
Oh, it's Luke's.
Yeah, I know. I realize that now.
No, they could have easily just walked over there.
I'm sorry. I'm dumb.
Anyway, so what happens?
Yeah, so Rory runs to get the movie while Lorelai's supposed to go get the coffee, but Dean pops out as soon as Rory leaves and says, you forgot your Twizzlers.
Red vines.
Your red vines.
Yuck.
And she's like, oh, thanks. And they stare at each other. And then he starts to walk in. And she's like, hey, Dean, would you like to join us for a movie night?
Why are you adding accents?
Willy Wonka.
There's not accent. I mean,
do you not want me to do the accent?
Veronica has an accent.
Or do you have the same issue with red vines?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had a red vine.
I think they're...
It's like the same thing.
Isn't it just off-brand?
Yeah.
They're different somehow because in The Office, there's... Is it The Office?
I don't know.
Oh, maybe it's Gilmore Girls. Who was strictly a red vine family? Maybe it's Parks and Rec. Oh, my gosh.
Friends?
No.
What happens, though, is Lorelai invites Dean to movie night.
Yes.
And
then Rory freaks out, and I don't understand
this. I got so stressed out about that.
Yeah, on this, I would think that would be, like, a much less intimidating way to hang out together for the first time.
I think she's worried about it, like, being too...
It's Parks and Rec.
Oh, it's... Hey, everybody, it's Parks and Rec.
That also has a podcast now. Rob Lowe is the...
Rob Lowe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, saw that today.
I don't know. Like, she's worried about being seen as like a baby kind of thing. Like, she has to date with her mom there. I don't know. I mean, she overreacted. But.
Yeah, completely. And if she knows who her mom is, and her mom is cool, and it's not like,
well,
I don't know.
I feel like when it comes to Dean, Rory turns into a different character than when she is everywhere else. What are you writing?
It's a note for when we're done.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, she's like, I'll go uninvite him. Rory's like, no, you can't do that because he'll think I wigged, which you wigged, Rory. Sorry to say that.
That entire interaction just stressed me out.
Yeah.
I was so happy that there was no conflict in this episode. This was
But they decide, you know, it'll be okay.
I think, maybe Rory was just freaking out and really nervous and, like, didn't know how to handle that and, like...
First date stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was a bit much.
And it's just with a super cool guy who everyone just loves.
Hey, he's a bagger at the grocery store. That's pretty cool.
Nerd.
I don't bag. That doesn't hurt my feelings.
I wasn't trying to hurt your feelings. I was saying he was a nerd.
He is a nerd.
So are you.
So they get back home and they're, like... figuring out, just getting ready for the night. This is just showing that Rory's nervous.
We look up Nelsa Clench. I hope that's what they said.
Nelsa what?
Clench.
I think it's with a K.
Wow.
Clink? Oh, Clench. She's an Australian journalist. Throw another shrimp.
Works in the world of fashion.
Yeah, because that's when Lorelai was saying to wear... the stuff and throw on some lip gloss.
Thank you.
Mascara. So they're sitting around and they're like, oh wow, he is not here. Maybe he's not coming. It's late. And they look outside and Babette is holding Dean's arm.
Holding him hostage.
Yeah.
I love that so much.
Which he's still kind of rude to them. Like he's so dismissive.
Yeah. He's dismissive.
Yeah.
I agree, but at 30 minutes. He said he was there for 30 minutes. I'd be like, guys, I gotta go.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, no, I mean,
he's Maury.
Yeah. He still could be likable. And like,
he could be like, hey, you mind if I go let them know I'm here real quick and then I'll come back out and hear about your old
cat.
Well, and
when Maury was like, stay cool, kid, he like rolled his eyes almost and was like, excuse you.
Okay, already, I'm cool. Stay no, you're cool, not. Kid. Maury's the one that decides that.
Maury's twice the man you are.
Yeah. Will you look up Chuck Heston?
American actor?
And political activist.
Okay.
What was the context?
I don't remember. Next time I'll write what the context is.
He's photographed here with a whip.
Is this answering like questions in your mind?
I think if I was watching it again.
It's people they referenced.
Yeah, they keep... I just keep writing like what they reference, not the context. And my brain doesn't work like Madeline's and I forget the entire episode.
I don't remember what it was either. But I remember the name. I
remember the other things, which I'm very impressed about.
Yeah,
if I didn't write this down, I would have no idea. I would be like, I've never heard that name before in my life. Even though I've watched it so many times.
The Crucible. Mm. That's a play.
What?
The Crucible. They referenced that earlier in this episode as well.
Yeah, she told Luke that he would look good dressed like someone from the Crucible.
If you could dress as anyone from the Crucible, who would you dress as, Madeline?
From, like, the Winona Ryder version?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember how they dressed. Probably Winona. I think she's Elizabeth. No, not Elizabeth. She's Abigail.
Probably I would Abigail. Choose the one that gets burned after she gets burned.
Nobody gets burned.
I don't remember the Crucible at all, so I was hoping.
No, they hang people. They didn't actually burn.
Ooh.
Dang.
Well, so it's movie night.
I remember hangings now.
And
Dean is still unlikable.
Yeah, I don't know where to start with this. I mean, like, you can, I don't know. Lorelai gives him a tour of the house.
Oh, yeah, Suki shows up trying to catch a glimpse.
Yeah.
Rory makes her stop with all the tree stories. And
oh, okay, yeah, I had a note about the tree. Yeah,
I don't think you've looked at your notes at all.
This is where I started to take notes.
Oh, gosh.
But, so the Lorelai tells the story about when Rory was a...
a wee young lad.
Told a story about Rory.
The weeping willow.
Yeah. And I thought it was kind of cute because she was talking about how she spent hours trying to make it, to cheer it up. But Rory didn't like that story.
But you as a guy would like it?
I think Madeline has done something like that. I feel like I remember hearing stories and I was like, aw. You know, it's just, it's kind of sweet.
I'm telling you guys, I am Rory. In some ways.
In some ways.
Not in all the ways.
My next note is Dean is wiggity, which means weird, because he's just like, I feel like he's judging this house a lot, too.
Yeah, he just seems so judgmental.
Yeah.
I agree.
And, like, I might be skipping ahead a little bit, but when Lorelai was, like, having her talk with him, and she was like, this town is weird and small, and he's like, yeah, I've noticed. We're like, no, you're still trying to make a good impression.
Yeah.
Like, what?
I agree.
Well, he is a bad boy, guys.
So. Is he? I didn't think he was supposed to be the bad boy.
Yeah, no, I don't. He's supposed to be like the perfect boyfriend, like the lovable that everyone wants their daughter to date.
Yeah. I do like him later on, from what I remember, but
I'm really curious to see if that's going to change.
Yeah.
It could.
I hate him a lot.
But yeah, so like he like goes to her room and he's just kind of weird about everything and almost like not gets mad at her, but obviously she's not going into the room. Because she feels weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know.
Being alone in her room with a boy.
Mm-hmm.
She can't do it.
And which then, I feel like the first time, like they just kissed for the first time. The first time, and they like, just give it. I don't know. But anyways, the pizza shows up, right?
Suki shows up first.
Suki shows up with dessert and leaves with the pizza. And then it's a good question. Probably a cake.
No, I hope not for how Lorelai is holding it, like, sideways.
Oreo balls, maybe. You can picture them in there.
I see it.
So,
brownies. That's what I'm going to say.
Brownies. Dean takes the pizza.
I'll take this.
And then he had the pizza box open in the living room before Rory and Lorelai even walk in. He has got it open already. I thought that was a little eager.
I didn't notice.
Yeah.
Well, right before when they walked in, he said that he was starving, so.
Mm.
Yeah.
He just couldn't handle it anymore.
But I don't know. It's just very, like, I guess props to him for just taking control of the situation. If you're hungry,
great.
Yeah. It's fine. It's fine. Everything's fine.
Rory asked if there were cameras up, and that's how Suki knew.
Yeah. Yeah, she said, why don't you broadcast it to the world?
I don't think that big. I feel like one pizza for them is not enough.
Yeah.
Well, they have so much other food.
Yeah, I guess.
Have you seen how these girls eat, though?
Like, well, that's
why. Speaking of, Jackson did not like it when.
Right before that, they show them all take a slice of pizza, and then it cuts. And there was only like few more slices missing.
Yeah.
Maybe two slices each.
And then Dean tells Rory.
And they're small slices.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Dean says the thing like, oh, most girls don't eat. It's really cool that you eat. Like, oh, don't make her be like
freaking weird.
Not like other girls.
She's not. She eats pizza.
I actually like pizza.
the one thing that pretty much every human has in common. Like,
right. Yeah. So
maybe like early 2000s, that was like, aw, cute. He likes a girl that eats. But now it's like,
we all eat.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly. And like, yeah, I like Rory was like, can we stop talking about my eating habits?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't really.
Danny was trying to talk.
No, go ahead.
No, I decided I will add this after you say, well, you already said your note about the one thing that he did that you liked.
Yeah. Basically, yeah, the only thing that I even slightly appreciated was he handed her a pillow when she was not comfortable.
Which I don't get why they were on the floor in the first place.
Yeah. Didn't they start on the couch when they were eating the pizza?
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah, I don't know why they moved to the floor. That's such a terrible idea.
Yeah.
Especially when that makes Dean the only one that has a backrest.
Yeah.
True. He didn't even. They could all lean against the couch. Yeah. This yeah. Is, maybe it was just so they could get in and out quickly. Like, of the room?
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't like. This whole scene was pretty. I just didn't like how Dean was acting and Rory's awkwardness and Lorelai's worry. So I did like when she. Rory was out of the room, so Lorelai sits down to have like a serious talk with Dean, and I liked how she like no nonsense.
Yeah, at she's that like, point. Don't talk while I'm talking.
Yeah, yeah, that was ooh, get him.
Yeah. But and but I didn't like how Dean responded because he was like, look, you can give me all the rules you want, you can tell me people are watching me, but I'm here to stay. Whereas what he could have said was, it's awesome that Rory is so loved and I really want to be a good boyfriend for her.
Yeah. Right.
He didn't have to be aggressive.
And then, like, when Rory or Lorelai was like, I can't remember how she started it, but like, started that thing, and he was like, here comes the talk.
Yeah.
And
like, yeah, you're dating a girl. You're meeting her mom. Yeah. Of course.
A 16-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stop being an ass. But yeah. It bugged me when Lorelai said, you will not detract from her schoolwork. Like, do you know your daughter at all? Like, that's the last thing she would ever let happen. One. Two, you're always telling her, like,
stop doing homework. Yeah. Yeah.
And then you should be partying. You should love boys. Yeah.
True.
And that just bugged me. But I have actually several comments, I guess, from this little scene.
Yeah, go for it.
One, that when Rory's talking about how she loves Prince Charming because he dances, and then Dean's like, I have sisters, I know. He has one sister. It'll come out later, but he has one. Ooh. Not sisters. One. And I like that this is like the introduction to their movie life with him. It's like very easy start with Willy Wonka. And then it's going to get
is this a crazy. Recurring thing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They're big movie people. I wrote that. I don't like that you're watching me. Thank you. I wrote that Rory is really adorable in this episode, I think. It's like how she gets into it and like gets comfortable and then definitely gives him the kiss me face. I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I don't like that their excuse for why she left was because.
To wash her face.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
No.
That would be weird.
Yeah. You're wearing makeup.
Yeah.
You have a boy over the first time. You're not just going to go wash your face.
Yeah.
She was pooping, right?
I don't.
Why did she leave the room?
To go to the bathroom.
Because she didn't want it to seem like her and Lorelai were talking.
Oh, yeah.
About
she wanted to buy time.
Yeah. Because Lorelai left.
I would have taken advantage.
Yeah.
Because we did not tell you guys. Lorelai left to go get popcorn and cheese whiz, but then walked out and saw them all cute and talking. So then decided to sit in there. And then Rory realized she was gone and then went in and like freaked out on her mom for not being in there.
Which, yeah, they had this big conversation about Dean, and he could definitely hear them.
Not in TV land, but yeah, in real life, he would have been able to.
Yeah. Oh, is that what she meant? I heard you say TV land, and I was like, I don't know what she means by TV land.
For the show.
For the show. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep.
And then I want to know if, like, Rory and Dean have a relationship outside of what we know, because like, we never see them talk or anything.
They have to.
He says to Lorelai that, like, she's their best friend, like, they'll know everything. But, like, has he talked to Rory enough to know that?
Right, yeah.
Maybe just hears it from around town.
Yeah, or like the way she's acting or something, but that seemed a little weird to me. Because, yeah, it seems like he's barely said two words to... Or, well, he has. Rory's barely said two words back. Yeah. This was like halfway into their first movie night, and he's already asking when he can suggest a movie.
Yeah. I don't like that either.
But they made it through. Rory had a good time. Lorelai, she was a little upset at the end of the night, but once Rory starts telling her about the kiss, she cheers up.
Again, with the shoes on the bed. Did you see it?
No.
Does that bother you?
Yeah.
I wear shoes on the bed.
You wear shoes on the bed?
Sometimes.
Do you know what all your shoes
are? You wear shoes on our bed?
Uh-oh.
Oh.
You better not.
Oh, not like that. Hey. Oh. Like I'll lay on the bed.
How do you do it?
Like I'll lay on the bed with my legs hanging off and then I kick off my shoes.
So your shoes are not on the bed?
I'm wearing the shoes while I'm laying on the bed. No, I don't put the bottom of my shoe on top of my comforter.
Good. Better not.
All right. I think I'm going to go to bed.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Okay, I guess we got to wrap up this podcast. Yeah, Lorelai's like...
It's a big sigh trigger, you guys.
It's just the most obvious. Ask me what's wrong.
What's wrong, Lorelai? And then they talk, and she tells a story. It's all cute.
Yeah. And it ends on a happy note, right?
Yeah. She tells her about the kiss.
Yeah. Just like buddies.
Yeah.
Oh, we didn't even talk about Lorelai asking if Dean had a cute butt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That impacted Jackson for some reason.
Yeah, it just caught me off guard. I don't know.
Oh, that's why you wrote butt.
Yeah. She was like, you think we can get him? I'm tired of... I know we have a woman listener base, but do not objectify men. Just kidding.
Are you going to tell us about your drawing?
No. If we had an Instagram, we could post it. Actually, I'm going to... No, don't bring it up.
Instagram? Or...
My drawing.
Gonna I'm going to draw on it on the website?
I'm going to draw it on my... Like these guys. He's going to be my new character.
Good old Joe.
All right. Well, that was a fun episode, huh, guys?
It's kind of nice having a break from the Emily drama.
Yeah.
It was nice us not arguing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can all agree crazy. That we hate Dean.
That was,
At least right now.
Last week was stressful. This one was good with us united in hating Dean.
Yes.
Yeah. If you're listening on Spotify, answer the question, do you like Dean?
And the correct answer is no.
I was about to say that.
Answer honestly, but you will be banned if you do.
I feel like we need to do another BuzzFeed quiz sometime because that was fun.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, what swimsuit is best for your bust size?
There's one that Lorelai took.
Oh. I don't think this one applies to me. All right. Well, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
3, 2, 1
This show is part of the Pencil Rocket Network. Visit pencilrocketnetwork.com to check out our other shows. Have a nice trip.
We have liftoff.